Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Hello, MZ Plus Premium subscribers, listeners, friends, Romans, countrymen. I'm thrilled to present the inaugural episode of What Happens in Binghamton, when I interview alumni, friends of mine, people I just troll on LinkedIn. If you've gone to Binghamton and you are in New York City, I would love to talk to you. And this show is exemplar. My friend Darren Petronella, whom I met when I was a freshman at Binghamton in the theater group. We were really good friends. We were music nerds. He was like an economics major and I was a pianist, but it worked out. We did theater together. I was his accompanist and we'd never really lost touch. He was there for me when I got sick, Long Island kid. And here we are 30 years later and we met in person. He came to the studio and this is kind of a show about nothing, but what you're going to hear is two guys that haven't seen each other in 30 years, and it's just going to sound like we're picking up where we left off. It's a little curmudgeon-y, a little Gen-X therapy, a little everything hurts, a little healthcare fuckery, and do you need any more? So here we go. What happens in Binghamton with my friend Darren Petronella. So there's always like the banter and the stuff. And I just have to tell the listeners, even before I welcome you to the show.
Right.
My friend here brought laminated notes. They're not scented like in, what was that Reese Witherspoon movie? Like Legally Blonde?
Legally Blonde,
yeah,
yes.
But they're laminated. This just start the show with, I have a guest who brought laminated notes to share with you, the listeners.
Only the best for you.
So we're debating, by the way, Darren Petronella and I met at Binghamton. So yes. This is a multitude, multiplex, multiverse show. We have a lot in common in general. We're right. Dealing with healthcare fuckery at the same time. But we've right. Known each other 30 freaking years.
Amazing. I can't believe it's been that long.
So this show is a combination of Gen-X therapy, aging gracefully, everything hurts, how the fuck am I alive, healthcare fuckery, and Sondheim and musical theater.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm all in with all that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So it's a multitude show. It's a multiplex show.
You know, I'm a Gemini, so I'm a chameleon.
So am I. Wait, when's your birthday?
May 30th.
May 29th. Oh, my God.
Are you freaking kidding me?
How did we not know this after 30 years?
I don't understand.
The stars are aligning even
more.
May
29th?
Yeah.
So you're a year and a day off for me.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Holy
God. Yeah, and for the record, you are 1 year older than me, so I have 50 coming up. You have 51 coming up. All right, I'm never going to forget your birthday now. Done. In the bag.
Nor you.
That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy.
That's
my God.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So as Geminis, as you know, you are a chameleon. You're a Renaissance man.
Well, that's why you're a theater guy.
It's
Wait, was that your major too?
No. My parents wouldn't have let me.
Yeah, right, right. Well, state school, still pretty cheap.
Well, you know, it was funny. I was originally not an engineer. I was originally a business manager. I was in the School of Management.
You were in SOM, okay.
Yeah. And then after that first semester, I was like, oh, hate this. I hate it so much.
That was when Excel was even worse.
Right. And of course it was, you know, thinking back, it was like, well, I had a guidance counselor in high school who was literally the track coach and no other training. So so he's like, go to Binghamton, you know. And anyway, so
Long Island?
Long Island.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Nassau County.
Long Island North, Binghamton University.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. So, I mean, when I got there, I was business management, and then I realized I hated it, and then I said, I got to find something else, and I was actually struggling. I wish I had a career counselor, which is what I am now.
You'd think they'd have one on campus for all the money we were paying.
I think they did, but they didn't advertise very well, I didn't really – and I just I was like floundering. I was looking at the music department and doing like voice, whatever. Not like I, whatever.
Did and you then, take Theater 101 as like a gimme?
I did.
Because well, everyone did that.
And that was my first semester.
And it was a surprise gimme because it wasn't a gimme.
Right, right. It wasn't. I was so fascinated. And you talked about Susan Peters in another episode of this.
Yeah, rest in peace. Susan J. Peters, my earliest legitimate personal spiritual mentor.
Right.
Director of the theater department, director of the musical theater program at Binghamton University.
Yes.
A savant, genius, lefty Gemini who had perfect pitch, knew everything, everywhere, all at once about
musical
theater.
She could play
theater.
Anything on the piano. She went up to the piano and just would play like these chords.
Anything. And, yeah, don't bang on the desk because – yeah. No, keep that in.
I'll do it in the air. Yeah, yeah.
You're gesticulating way too much here for the show. Either way. Yeah. Whatever disease you're living with is showing itself.
Right. I apologize.
No, that's fine. But it's like, oh, I'm excited to be here.
I'm gonna knock the death.
That's fine. The furniture is a character now on our show, which is fantastic.
As it should.
So Susan J. Peters, again, who I think since the age of like six, I think she was like in her late 60s in the 90s.
Yeah, she kind of,
But she had every song, every musical in her head memorized at any moment in time.
Right.
And she was like a nun with a ruler sometimes, too.
It's true.
Which we needed, which is why Theater 101 was the accidental, not easy A.
That's a great way of describing it, because when I took it, it was in like the lecture hall, whatever that was.
Yeah.
Lecture hall one or whatever it was. And
good memory, by the way.
I think it was one, because I remember from my Binghamtonics days when I sang, we sang in
– and for the listeners, the Binghamtonics are?
It's a co-ed a cappella group. One of now five or seven or however.
Well, there were like four back then.
There were three. There was the Harpeggios, which was the all female. There was the
The Crosbys. The Crosbys.
Which I, you know, whatever.
Did you try out for those guys?
I did, and they were like, I don't know, whatever. So I didn't get into them.
Pegs.
Yeah, and then the Pegs, the Crosbys, and then the Binghamtonics.
Right.
And then there was the Rhythm Method.
The Rhythm Method showed up. Yeah, Sarah Gromko started that.
Right.
Wow, there's a name.
Yeah.
I just lost some knowledge from some other part of my brain or remembering Sarah Gromko. My God.
Anyway, so yeah, so I was in that. So why did I even bring that?
But no, because that was our origin story. By the way, I also went to Binghamton for not music. Mm. I got accepted, and I guess this is maybe the first time that I'm telling people this, but I went to Binghamton for their 5-year master's degree program in biomedical engineering.
Oh my gosh.
Right? Man, was that an interesting choice.
Yeah.
By the way, there's a siren in the background, so I hope that guy's got health care. Everything's a character in the show. There's no editing. We're not editing the show.
Integrate every element.
Yeah.
Here.
By the way, I listened to a show called The Rewatchables. It's on The Ringer. Bill Simmons hosts it.
Okay.
It's a bunch of like guys in their late 40s and early 50s rewatching films from the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Oh, awesome.
And it's fantastic. But every now and then they do a show, they review a movie like for them and not for the listeners. Like,
right.
Who the hell wants to review, I don't know, like Cyborg by Jean-Luc, I almost said Jean-Luc Picard. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Jean Valjean.
So many French people. Yeah. So every now and then they review movies just for them. And I consider this is a show just for me.
Right.
Like, I'm sure everyone will love just we're having a conversation. Some yutz, and I'm your yutz, and you're my yutz from 30 years ago. And here
I'm
we are.
I'm thrilled you allowed me to be in the room.
I mean, we're seeing each other in person for the first time in like 30 years.
It's unbelievable.
And it's like we were just at Binghamton.
Right, right. And because you look exactly the same to me.
Right.
And you said my face is familiar.
Your face is the same. It's the same face.
It's a little more bags ends of the eyes just because of my condition. But
aging gracefully, as we are.
I don't know about that. Tell that to the patch of baldness in the head.
Well, I mean, you haven't gone fully,
no.
Gordon from Sesame Street yet.
No.
Notice I didn't say Mr. Clean or The Rock. I said Gordon from Sesame Street.
I like Gordon.
Yeah.
He was a good guy.
So anyway, that is French.
So you were going to tell me about Susan Peters. When did she?
So Susan Peters and I kept in touch for years.
Oh, my
and
God.
Years and years and years. She never texted. I had to call her. She had her email address, which I still have. I think I still have her in my phone after all these years.
Wow.
She passed away, I'm going to surmise, around 10 years ago, maybe a little earlier than that, which was devastating to everyone that knew her, loved her, benefited from her wisdom, her pedagogy, her coaching, her mentorship. But she shaped my planet. And you mentioned, you know, my music is every genre because she explained every genre to me.
I remember being in her class. I remember being enamored by she pulling things out of the air, playing it on the piano, singing a lyric, or like, and then she would have like the players come out and like act out the scene. Mm-hmm. Where in my junior year, I think I was one of those players, maybe my senior year.
Was that when Sarah Oakden was the TA?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because she was like Sue Peter's number one mentee apprentice.
Yes.
She's one of my best friends in the world.
So
she was actually, she was my, I did a show about this because it's like karmic coincidence, like the implausible. I get to college and I'm like, I want to play piano, but I want to do an engineering degree. But my RA happened to be Sarah Oakden, who was the TA and Sue Peter's disciple.
I listened to that episode, actually.
Oh, you're my listener. Fantastic. I have a listener. My listener is here in the studio. You checked another box, my friend.
I clicked follow this morning.
Fantastic. Welcome to the party. I'm sorry you're here.
No, I'm not.
So Sarah Oakden happened to be my RA, and I just like fell into the greatest shit of all time.
What residence hall were you in, by the way?
I was in Hinman. What was it?
The Dickens.
No, no. Hinman College.
Was in Hinman College.
I was in Lehman Hall.
Lehman in Hinman College. Right. Yeah. I was on the other side of Dickinson, and I was.
Well, that's where your arty farties were anyway.
That's right.
So. You lefties were over there. I was the single lefty in Hinman College.
I'm a lefty.
See? You can't not be.
Are you left-handed?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my God. We were really like switched at birth.
We were switched at birth.
Something happened there.
Yeah, you got to look like my dad. That's a compliment. Although he's 78, you got the charm.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I feel 78.
We're going to get to the everything hurts part of the show.
I'm sorry. I keep going back to that because I feel like, oh, you know, it's like when I see people like you, I reconnected with somebody that I met at Hofstra where I did my master's. And I realize that he literally lives two towns away from me. I can get to his house in 10 minutes. And I haven't seen or talked to him in like 20 something years. And I, you know, we revert to that banter, you know, and it's like we all do. It's like when you go to your parents or something or a family member, like you kind of revert back to the age that you were when they were feeding you.
Well, all right. So question, how old do you feel?
Oh, my God.
You close your eyes, you walk around. Like, I shouldn't be acting this way for a 50-year-old man. How old do you feel inside?
Well, my heart feels 30.
Right.
Between, 28, 30, 30-ish. My body, of course, is in, like, the 60s.
Right. So. Your real age is?
My real age is
like
50.
You're spinning the wheel on The Price is Right. God knows what's showing up.
Are you going to come between one or two?
Right, right. You're going to get the dollar between the $1,000.
Right.
Right. That's what's going to happen.
That's about right for me. I'll get the dollar.
I feel 34, 35.
Well, that's good.
I really just inside myself, I feel 34, 35.
That's awesome.
And I think my listeners know I've been trying to get in shape. Turning 40 now is a gestalt zeitgeist moment for myself. And I just lost, as of this taping, I'm down 28 pounds.
I saw the post.
I've never like made myself a product before. I've never focused on me before. So I still feel 34, and I still feel like I'm walking around like, are people looking at me like, who's this 50-year-old guy acting like he's 34? Should I be doing these things? Should I be wearing this shirt? Can I get away with a fedora?
But honestly, your face does not look 50, like you, or 49. It looks 28.
No.
Seriously.
There's no way.
I'm telling you.
All right.
Other than the fact, I mean, I remember you
maybe it's
Binghamton
Maybelline.
Where you had a little more hair on your head.
Maybelline.
As did I.
Yes, exactly.
Maybelline.
Yeah.
But
this show not sponsored by Maybelline.
It's not sponsored. But we'd be happy to say
La Roche-Posay, maybe. I'll take those guys. Or Aesop. I'll take the Aesop brand. $1,000 for some cream. Yeah, good luck with that.
Right.
Dear Aesop, please sponsor my show.
Any of those big corporate cosmetic companies, throw the money this way.
Hey, what do they call it? It's herbal.
Herbal.
It's botanical.
Speaking of herbal, artisanal. That's how, when I was coming here, I was like, wow, there's a lot of herbal going on. And I know that, you know, obviously it's everywhere in the city, but like, you know, I'm just still getting used to it.
The bud stores are blooming. So we're there.
They are. Oh, they are.
So I was just thrilled to hear from you and to make sure that we had the time to do this.
I'm thrilled you wanted me here.
Well, I was a bet. I tossed the coin. Right. Two-Face said, go
all right,
ahead.
I got the short straw.
Harvey Dent was like, let him on the show.
Just let him. He's gonna annoy the shit out of you.
I have a story. Like,
every time I hear the intro with like the network guy, oh, I'm mad as hell. That's how I feel.
By the way, we've been talking for like 13 minutes and it's gone like super quick.
Oh, wow.
It's gonna be like a 2-hour show. No one's gonna hear this. Like, I'm done. We're done.
My wife is like, tell me when it's on. Tell me when it's gone. I'm like, I don't know. He'll tell me what it is.
Wait, so you found someone that cared about you too?
My wife is my love. She's my wife. I met her through theater as well, but after Binghamton. And sorry for my hands. I'm trying not to touch the table.
He's gesticulating next to his laminated notes.
I'm going to knock out my wire. And so, yeah, she's been wonderful. And so when I told her about you and I told her about this, she was like, oh my God, this is great. I'm like, I'm like, he's like a top 10 healthcare project. Like, he's a big deal.
You're hired.
I'm a good agent. I would be a good agent. And anyway, so she's like, tell me when it's going to be on. Cause I did a podcast for a former student of hers, my wife's a teacher, and a former student of mine when he was at the community college I used to work at. And he does this like men's health, men's wellness kind of thing. And he had me on. I don't know why, because I don't have a lot of wellness going on in my life. This is before COVID.
It was opposite day.
And I listened to it, and I was like, oh, it's okay. And my wife's like, what? Why haven't I heard it? Why can't I find it? I said, well, you can ask him, you know, about it. And she's like, well, when you do this one with Matthew, you better make sure. So here I am.
So we're on the hook, both of us.
We're on the hook.
What does she do for a living?
She's a teacher, high school teacher. She's a theater teacher.
Really?
Yes, she is.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Tough to do these days.
Oh, my God. It's an interesting challenge, but she's so creative. She built the whole program from nothing, so she's really cool.
So I'm going to channel my inner angry Gen X man yells at cloud. Okay. Forget that we're on the air. Uh-huh. I've been bothered by the fact that they're changing a lot of the old school musicals to be more reflective of modern day diversity, which I think is fantastic. But I wish they would keep it the way it was as a reflective, almost museum piece.
Right.
To demonstrate this is how society was back then.
Right.
It's only offensive to you today if you think it is. It's not offensive. This is society.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
I actually agree with you. My wife and I recently saw the Neil Diamond musical. And it's basically a biopic.
Wait, are they still Coming to America?
They do America. Okay. Yes. When you say Coming to America, I'm like, are they doing a Coming to America musical?
Right. No, that's the Eddie Murphy musical. You're right. I faux pas there.
Yes, Coming to America.
Are they on the boats and on the planes?
They are on the boats and the planes. And so there's a lot of diversity in the ensemble and in all sorts of ways.
Well, that's good though. It's a new musical.
Which is new, it is a new musical. And so, but it goes. It speaks to the fact that, like, sometimes there's a point where you're watching something and you're like, well, clearly some people are in this show because they somehow – and I don't want to sound any – I don't want to sound it anyway.
Well, I used to call that forced Benetton.
That's a good way of saying it. Sure. Yeah. I mean, but just like this, like – you know, like, okay, I get it. Like you said, it's good for more – but because it was set in a certain period, like you said, maybe certain things of its time – maybe needed to be preserved with the people of its time kind of thing.
Right, right.
For the most part, I agree with you. Like you said, but for current things, I'm like, of course it could be, you know, because in some ways, I mean, this is kind of the point, is that in some ways the casting is so much richer and more, and you're hearing things from a different lens. It's like amazing in some cases.
Well, back in our day, back in my day, Ben Vereen was diversity.
Right, right.
That was it.
That's
Ben
right.
Vereen.
Right, right.
No one else.
And I know.
Right.
I still love seeing anything and everything. I'm still a fan. I'm still gonna support. We're subscribers to we subscribe to the Roundabout Theater Company, which is a nonprofit theater in the theater district, and they support teachers, so that's another reason why
that's fantastic.
So anyway, so they're doing all sorts. Actually, we're seeing stuff this weekend. We're seeing two shows. We're seeing the Danny DeVito play, and we're seeing.
I just read about that. Yeah. You got to tell me how it is.
Yeah, yeah. I'm curious. I mean, we've seen
with his giant crusty hair.
Yeah,
right. He's never changed the crusty hair.
No, he just said, you know, it's like I'm going to wake up and this is my hair.
Yeah,
and he's doing it with his daughter this time, and so we're seeing stuff, and so we still love to do it. We still love to see it. I haven't done theater in a while. My wife directs her school plays, so that helps.
Well, that's fantastic.
So,
do you have kids?
Anyway, No. So we're just.
That's always like an odd leading question, right? It's like, you don't have kids. I don't give a shit that you don't have kids. I'm just asking.
Right. No,
like, how do you not have kids?
Right.
You don't want to spend $1 billion raising things that destroy your life for 18 years? What's wrong with you?
I could only imagine my life if I had children. Maybe it came across our thought patterns.
All right.
But it just didn't happen. So,
I mean, yeah. I suppose if you were of the opposite sex, what do you mean you don't have kids? Like, that's probably going to be way paternalistically, misogynistically, big white guy not saying these things. No, I'm aware. It's fine.
No.
He's a dude.
And you have two. And you have twins.
My kids were like a happy accident because we had to do IVF because I was infertile.
Oh, okay.
That's a whole other show coming up. The story of how the hell I'm spending $1 billion raising twins is – it's a quick story because we're going to take a break in a sec.
Yeah.
But long story short, my wife and I got married in 2005 and
two years after we did.
Yeah. We're the same fucking person. And we're like, hey, do we want to bring kids in the world? Her brother died of cancer. I had cancer. Like, it's cancer land. Mm. But we realized, like, well, we could try. Right. And trying didn't work. Because I have, like, my sacks are just, like, dust.
Right.
Right? There's nothing in there.
It's probably fun to try, though.
Fun. Hey, the best part of kids is making them.
Right. Exactly.
There you go.
That's the yeah. I mean, hey, as I said, it's fun to try. It's fun to not try and still do it.
Yes. Boom. Hey now. Little Hank right there. Did that pretty well. Hey now.
That's
pretty good. Dude, wow. Theater. Acting. All right, so again, long story short.
You have a theater voice, though. I
have a radio voice that works well in theater. I don't have a theater voice.
Yeah, okay. I think you would have been if you weren't such an amazing piano player and everybody's like, Matt, you got to play piano for us. And you have such a creative mind. I think you have that performer in you. And I think you could have had that tapped out or tapped upon back in the 90s.
Well, who knows what would have happened if, like, you know, my sliding door wasn't a brain tumor.
Right. That's right. You'd be on Broadway.
So again, back to long story short, yes. We consulted some fertility experts that I met through Livestrong and advocacy, and they're like, talk to this doctor. Mm. And miracle of miracles, he performed some kind of like Miracle Max, have fun storm in the castle, and boom, we had twins with like 0.25% chance.
Wow.
So we're thrilled they exist.
That's amazing.
They're lovingly like amazing annoying kids. And opinionated.
They seem like amazing children that you have there.
And they're expensive.
Sure
note
they are.
To self, note to anyone.
Right.
They're expensive.
Well.
And they're not yet fully expensive. Of course, right. I'm hoping they want to go to Binghamton.
Right.
I'm not getting the BOGO. I can call any – what am I, a Nodal alumni? I can call any spade I want. I'll get the cap. I'll do whatever you want.
Right.
Please give me a
You'll
BOGO.
You'll play at their commencement.
Yeah, I'll do. They're not going to give me the BOGO. Although the fertility was a BOGO. We paid one, got two.
So. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Exactly. So you did get a lot for your money.
All right, I want to take a break, but I'm thinking of the best sponsors who are not sponsors. I'm going to go with Doane's Pills.
Doane's Pills.
I'm going to go with Anacin.
Oh, Tylenol Extra Strength.
No, I'm going back to the 80s.
Oh, eight. Okay, I'm sorry.
I mean, that was when Tylenol would kill you.
How about Bayer?
Bayer aspirin's been around a long time. Right. Remember AIDS, AYDS?
Oh,
not,
yes.
Not the disease,
yes.
AYDS.
Yes, I do.
Look it up.
That.
AYDS was an actual product. In the
Dexatrim?
80s. Dexatrim. Oh, my God. Dexatrim.
That was in every pharmacy.
Yes.
I worked at a pharmacy when I was in high school, and I would stock the shelves. I'm like, Dexatrim. And I'm like, what the heck? Who takes this?
It looks like there were just like little plastic beads in there.
I know. I think I want to say they look like chocolate to me, though. What
right.
Did they have chocolate?
Oh, bars? No. They were like chocolate dyed pills. Yeah. We're going to look that up.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be right back, and we'll get back to you on what the chocolate dyed pills were back then.
Exactly.
All right.
Great.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. We did our homework, and it turns out that AIDS, AYDS, was the chocolate diet.
That's the chocolate
one. We came full circle by accident.
And so Dexatrim was...
So AYDS, look up AYDS. It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
It was kind of... had nothing to do with the disease, which wasn't even a discoverable social narrative yet. This was the late 70s, early 80s, so they're forgiven.
It's before anybody can call them out and say, what are you...
It was not bad branding at the time.
At the time.
Yes.
Right.
So, yeah, they were little chocolate Hershey little wafers that gave you all sorts of diarrhea, but you lost weight.
But that's it.
The Ozempic of its time.
Right. And less expensive.
Yes. Much less expensive. Oh, gosh.
Crazy. I actually thought about it. I'm like, I should go. I'm like, I don't have the money. Right.
So I should let everyone know that Darren was one of the many people. So one of my – once I gave up on mechanical engineering, to the chagrin of my parents who keep paying my – they somehow kept paying my tuition, and I became like a lit ret music major, like whatever. Well, I had a computer science minor, so there might have been something
I saw
there,
that. Yeah,
something
that's,
there.
Yeah. I have an economics minor for no reason.
Yeah, so yeah, there you go.
The vestige of my business courses. And I was a double minor. I had a theater minor as well. A psychology major, theater, and economics minor.
School of Excel spreadsheet. Major.
That's right. That's right.
Really bad Excel spreadsheet.
Right.
DOS Excel spreadsheet.
DOS, yeah. Right.
God, we're so fucking
I remember sending my first email my freshman year of college, 91, the year before you came in. See,
do you remember your email address? Because I remember mine.
I do not remember mine. I have no idea what it was. I think it was a series of numbers.
You were BA something.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because I was BB.
Okay.
Because BA, your year, freshman year, was the very first year. Actually, I'm sorry. You were just B.
Oh.
Because you were...
I didn't deserve a second letter.
wait, did you graduate in 95 or 96?
95.
All right, so you were BA.
Okay.
And I was BB. So the class that started in 91...
That's me.
...was the very first year students had email.
Okay, that's what it was. And right. We had to... The assignment in the MIS 111, Management Information System 111 course, was to send an email to the professor. So we had to go into... That computer,
the pod,
right?
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
Because did you have like the little mechanical typewriter thing?
Yeah,
no one had a laptop. I had a laptop.
Yes,
I'm a nerd,
but, right? Like a word processor, a brother kind of thing, like a what else?
With the whiteout tab.
Yes, right? of course,
backspace.
You had to have that, right? And so we had to send an email to the professor, and everybody was so nervous. Like, how do you? They were like 3,000 pages of instructions.
Yeah,
we're like, okay, now you do this, and once you did it, you had to print it out.
Yes,
to show him
in the dot matrix tear offs.
And right with all the ends. And that was like the first half of the semester, the quarter.
All right,
of the,
so I'm of gonna course. I'm not going to lose IQ by remembering this because it's been in my head the whole time. My email address was bb07040@bingvaxa.binghamton.edu.
How do you remember that? Or are you actually?
I remember that. I literally from 92. I remember it.
Oh my gosh! You should have been.
I don't know what I did this morning.
Rain Man or something.
No, I don't know what I did this morning, but that I remember.
I would never have remembered my email address.
I think I woke up this morning. I'm pretty sure I woke up this morning.
I hope so, because you're here. Well, this is all a dream.
Yeah, right.
Or this is you sleepwalking.
Are you Neo? Are you Trinity? Are you Morpheus?
You know, when I was a very young child, my mom used to say I would get up and do sleep talking, where I would get up, I would start laughing hysterically, slamming a wall like I was in The Shining, and start like talking to her.
Are you writing red rum on the walls too?
Right. I need a crayon. I need a chocolate bar to write red rum.
No, you need an AIDS pill.
Right. I need AIDS. Rum. I'm sorry. Right. AIDS. My AIDS. AYDS.
We have to keep clarifying because if someone just joins the show now.
I do not need AIDS and I don't want AIDS. And
AYDS. Go ahead.
AYDS. No, so that, I don't know why I'm talking about this, but the idea of...
Well, because this show's about nothing. That's why.
I really thought you wanted to talk about my long COVID.
You're ruffling papers on the show. Come on. All right. We'll get to long COVID. We got like...
I should have brought my binder.
That's fine. Your Susan Peters binder?
My Susan Peters. I almost brought it. Actually, I took a picture.
Score from Pippin. You're like Mr. Corner of the Sky. I'll never forget that.
Oh, my God. That's right. It was one of my songs back then.
Your song was Corner of the Sky.
It's Corner of the Sky. Yeah. Oh, my God. I had that as an audition piece for a while.
Yeah.
And then I moved on to something else. I don't remember what it was. But
no, we'll get to your COVID fuckery in a second.
My COVID fuckery, yes.
So what we I'm going to make a mug. So I have a mug. See what my mug says here?
Ah.
My mug says insurance fuckery.
By the way, every day.
I haven't really advertised this. I have a secret Etsy store.
Oh.
This will be airing like next year, but either way, if you go to healthcarefuckery.com, that's my Etsy store.
Oh, that's
I don't promote it. I don't market it. It was like more of like a therapy.
Okay.
To put out healthcare fuckery, insurance fuckery, pre-authorization fuckery, pharmaceutical fuckery.
That's awesome.
I'm going to make long COVID fuckery.
Please.
You'll get the mug.
Oh my gosh. I love that.
Done. That's easy.
Fill it with painkillers.
Ivermectin. It's just like I'm going to down my – it's my Sanka
right.
or my Postum with my ivermectin in my long COVID fuckery mug.
I love it. Hey, I'd like to at least get something out of this.
So I had COVID classic. Okay. Like Coke Classic?
The original.
But I had it before we knew what it was. And I only knew what it was because I had antibodies when they first started testing and my family didn't.
Okay.
It was absolutely bizarre.
So you had it before March?
I had it in early February.
Of 2020?
2020.
Okay.
But no one knew what it was, right? You're just hearing about this random stuff and who's paying attention, whatever.
Right.
And I just like kind of sank into bed for 3 days. Fever. Okay. No, I didn't have any respiratory, thankfully. Right. One would think like the house of cards I am for 20
right.
some
you would
years.
Think you'd have, right.
I'd just like, you know, like I like dust like Thanos.
Right.
No, but then they wound up testing the kids and they did antibody tests like in April. Mm. And I had antibodies and my kids and my family. So I had it. I have no idea how it didn't spread it. Coughing and dying in a bed for 3 days.
Did it feel like the flu?
It was
a very flu-like.
I didn't know any better. Right. I didn't know to be cautious. No one wore masks, whatever.
Right, this is before everything went kind of
so like crazy. I kind of felt a little like Wolverine before everyone else did.
Right.
Because I had antibodies. And I kept getting tested for antibodies because I went on this like, would you like to be on an antibody study?
Right.
Like, okay, sure. It's like every month I went in for blood tests and they still had the exact same level of antibodies. And it waned over time.
Right, okay.
But I could not have possibly gotten COVID again at the time.
At the time.
Oh. No one would believe you.
Right.
You know, because you're like sanitizing our fucking Amazon boxes.
Right.
When did you have it?
I got it. Well, I didn't have it when it first came out. I guess I had on the verge of the OG and the first Omicron. So this
wasn't that Delta though?
Delta.
Get your Greek letters right.
Sorry,
I was Alpha, Beta, Gamma, Delta.
Although I rushed a one fraternity just to get the food out of the deal in Binghamton, I didn't actually pledge or anything like that.
Hey, wait, get closer to the mic.
Okay,
you're getting too comfortable.
No,
move the mic toward you. Lean back.
I'm like, you want me to sit on the table?
No. Get your posture.
Okay.
Align your spine.
I'm good.
Right.
I'm good. I lost a couple of vertebrae along the way.
Who needs that's your T-shirt, vertebrae for losers.
Who needs it? Anyways, I got the first.
Wait, you're putting your glasses for the radio? Why are you putting on glasses?
For my notes.
Oh, for your laminated notes.
My laminated notes.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Because, you know, I should write a book or at least have done a diary.
Stupid COVID.
Stupid COVID. Stupid fucking COVID.
Delta.
Right on the cusp. It was November of 2021.
Okay.
And we were really good.
By the way, you're opening a water bottle in the air. Wait, keep banging. Let's bang on the desk again.
What was the – remember the 7-Up commercials with the guy – oh, God, that big tall guy. He had that deep voice.
What, with Lyman, that guy?
Yes.
No, that was 7-Up or Sprite?
It was 7-Up. 7-Up.
Right, the Jamaican guy.
Yes.
And Lyman.
He'd be like, oh, so refreshing. I don't know. Anyway.
It's the taste, man.
You remember all these references.
I don't know why. Again, I don't know what I did this morning. Apparently, I woke up, but
and you apparently you got yourself dressed in your.
By the way, that guy was one of the bad guys in a James Bond movie too.
Oh, I think I knew that
one where they went to like Haiti, the Caribbean, with the voodoo people.
Yes, he was in that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I had I got
pop culture happy hour. That's what this is too.
Let's sprinkle it in as
another,
much as we can.
Another, yeah.
Oh my God. Mm.
All right, so let's round out. We're going to go long. We're going to take another break.
Okay.
So let's take another break.
Yes.
Let's think of another. How about cool cigarettes?
cool cigarettes.
Let's take a break with a cigarette ad. All right, but let's pretend it's like the kid cigarettes that are right. made of flour. Oh, that's right. The gum cigarettes.
Right.
Okay, so from this, like, because you're inhaling flour.
That's right.
Which is very healthy
for
the lungs as a kid.
So good.
In gum that looks like a cigarette.
That's right. That's okay. Wonderful.
Next to the cap gun. So the candy cigarettes and the cap gun, your next sponsor. We'll be back to go over Darren's stupid COVID fuckery.
Shitbag.
On that note, here we go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, third segment. It's very rare to do a third segment. I hope people are still here.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I mean, they're like, my commute's over. I don't want to listen to this later.
Even my wife's like,
I had 30 minutes. Do I really have to listen to this later? Well, you're commuting home, so maybe you'll wrap up the show.
Hey, I'll hang out with you as long as you want me to.
So November 2021.
2021. So my wife got COVID. I got COVID. I still claim that she gave it to me. She, of course, claims that I gave it to her.
That's love.
But remember, she's a teacher, so she's around a lot of kids every day. I had just come home a few days before from seeing my family in North Carolina. So I was on a plane, but I think I was wearing a mask at that point. I was wearing a mask because I was very good up until that first year and a half.
Right.
It was really good and we didn't get anything. So I got it. But what happened was I got it.
Wait, did you lick an Amazon package?
What's that?
Did you lick your Amazon packages?
Yeah. I sanitized everything.
Right.
I have a picture of me when everything was hard to get. We keep digressing. When you couldn't get paper towels or toilet paper for a while. And I literally scored somewhere. I don't know if it was Amazon.
Wait, did you wipe your ass with Bounty or because there was no toilet paper?
Napkins? I got this huge – it was like a commercial shipment of paper towels. And I laid them out all on this huge table. And I took a picture of me with a mask in my own house going, look at me.
Did you build a fort?
Yes, only for myself.
Fantastic.
Though. No one else wanted to come in.
I would only accept Fort.
Fort,
your final
and that's
answer.
It. Fort is my final answer.
Wait, so either way, whichever one of you transmitted it to each other, you both had it at the same time.
Yes, but I didn't test positive. This is the weird thing about me. So I didn't test positive, but I went to urgent care anyway. And the doctor there, she was like, you have all the symptoms of COVID. Your wife had COVID. Your wife did test positive. There's no doubt you got it from her. So you have a false negative. So
always wonderful.
Right. So I'm like, oh, good. That's a good start. So and it was a moderate, mild to moderate case. It wasn't like – it was bad and it was not –
You sounded like a pharma ad. For your mild to moderate severe necrosis.
With the 18,000 side effects.
My moderate to severe aneurysm.
right. So I had – then as is long COVID, it just never left my body. And so – 2 weeks went into 2 months, and next thing I know, it's after Thanksgiving. It's November 2020. It's like Christmas, and I'm like, what's going on here? And that was around the time that I said, I have long COVID. This is just when I was hearing about, or I was paying attention to long COVID, and that's when I contacted Mount Sinai about getting in there.
I guess I need to ask the question: did you do the first vaccines or did you
I did the first vaccine. Yeah, I did the first round of vaccines. I had to go to Jones Beach,
Was Moderna and Pfizer?
Yes, I did the Pfizer.
Before the other ones.
Yeah, I did the Pfizer.
And didn't help.
No, I was going to say it didn't do
so
much.
So much for that.
So, yeah. So I started getting treatment. I mean, I as I said, I would follow my own doctor after urgent care, and no one knew what to do. And they said, well, just treat the symptoms, which is essentially what they are doing now, almost 2 years later for me. And so that's when I found the long COVID treatment center thingy that Mount Sinai was marketing.
Well,
so,
it took them a long time to realize this is something place.
Right, exactly.
It's affecting probably a very specific genetic mutation of people, right?
Right. But I think you'll be interested to hear this part. So when I was
I'm not interested already.
When I was at Hofstra, which was after Binghamton, so only a year or two after you and I parted ways because you were still doing your nonsense at Binghamton.
It was good nonsense.
I got hit by lightning when I was at Hofstra.
Like in Caddyshack?
Like in Caddyshack. I got hit by light and it literally split the clothes off my back.
Oh my God.
I swear to God. And then it happened again a year later. So I
like in Caddyshack?
But I'm bumped.
I can't.
Remember my percussive days from Binghamton? It's like boom, boom,
boom, boom, God. Boom, boom, boom. You were ahead of your time. Dr. Beatbox Pippin.
Right. This is before, like, you know, what are those guys now? Pentatonics guys.
And yeah, Pentatonics and Take Six.
And Take Six and all the. Anyway, so I. Why am I talking about this?
Because the show's about nothing.
No one's going to hear this anyway.
You get struck by lightning twice.
So I claim.
All right, finally, something I haven't done.
There are theories out there. Of course, they're like dark web theories, but that some people believe that if you've been hit by lightning and or had Bell's palsy. I had Bell's palsy when I was 37, and I got it when I was in Greece on a cruise ship, of all places. All of a sudden, I had no facial movement.
Yeah, I know what that is. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
awful. So because it's this virus that is activated in your body. So between the electricity in my body from the two lightning strikes plus the Bell's palsy, some people believe that there is some sort of marker.
The listeners don't know what my face looks like right now.
He's literally pinching his nose.
I can't even.
Like, this stinks to high holy hell.
Like, what the hell?
What is he
How
doing?
How the fuck are you struck by lightning twice?
That's a whole different episode. This is why you have to have me back.
I can't do a fourth segment.
Sponsored by Lightning in a Jar.
Like, we have 4 minutes left. I don't know how you gotta. This is not a thing. This is.
Anyway.
I don't want to be near you anymore.
You never know. The dark clouds coming in.
Oh, God.
So, anyway, let me fast forward. I'm going to give you my quick. I'm going to say it's 30 seconds. Of course, it'll be 30 minutes. But I got long COVID. I had long COVID because the COVID never left me. Started seeing the Mount Sinai people. I was not happy with them. And
not a sponsor.
And that's good because I know you had Petrina Juan not that long ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And so whatever. I never saw him, but so I've been seeking out treatment. I've been dealing with three healthcare systems: Northville, NYU Langone, and Mount Sinai. I was all over the city. I was all over Long Island.
We
I was,
call that pinballing.
I mean, literally, that's what it felt like.
Yeah.
And then I just recently got an appointment with Dr. Lisa Sanders from Yale. She was featured in New York Magazine not long ago about long COVID. She's kind of like the doc. I don't know if you remember the show House from the early 2000s. She was they basically almost modeled it on her. She was a consultant on that show, and she's an internal medicine, like, loves this kind of weird stuff.
Did you know that no one knew Hugh Laurie had an Australian accent until the show was over?
Until the show is over. I forget sometimes that – now, of course, I know. It's true. It's true.
No one knew.
Some of these Brits are amazing. Yeah. Australian Aussies.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I finally saw her at Yale just a few weeks ago, and she had some interesting insights that other doctors hadn't caught or whatever. So hopefully I may get on a different path at this point.
So this is like Darren version 30,000? 30,006?
Right. Oh, and I had two more acute bouts of COVID after the first one.
Well, it's a gift that keeps on giving. Of course. That's why it's so long, COVID.
Second one
it's not
was
called
awful.
You're done, COVID.
No, it's like, okay, we're going to keep going because once you have it once, you're more likely to get it again. It's like people who get hit by lightning once are more likely to get hit again than people who have never gotten it. I'm telling you.
I'm pinching my face again.
He's
I can't
pinching
even
his face again.
Get hit by lightning twice.
Yes, yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I'm going to go dark web on this one.
No, I'm telling you. It's crazy.
It's going to hurt.
I have a crazy, crazy history. It's nuts.
All right. Well, it's very clear that anyone still listening to the show probably wants to hear from you again.
Right. Well, I'd be happy to come back. I'd be happy to talk more or just shoot the shit with you.
Yeah, well, the show about nothing. This is, again, this is Gen X therapy. Everything hurts.
Right.
Everything AIDS, hurts. Chocolate, not AIDS, right. The bad thing, right. Which is maybe less bad today, right. I hope. But I'm glad to not know
much about
it.
Is it better or worse than Dexatrim was? I don't know.
Dexatrim was probably terrible. That was might have eyed it a few times.
Like cocaine, essentially?
Yeah. Yeah. It was a Binghamton alumni reunion.
Yes.
It was a musical theater. We didn't even get it to Sondheim. And all
I
crazy
know.
Shit.
I know. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm going to see that show. I'll let you know how it is. It's called Here We Are.
Yeah. Keep my listeners in suspense.
Yeah.
Many of them will probably have seen it by the time you're back on the
right,
show.
Right. It's a limited run. So by the time they hear this, it'll probably be done. So, right.
But, Darren fucking Petronella. It's like Matthew 1993
Zachary,
again.
I think I knew your actual last
Matthew
name.
Matthew Zachary Greenswag. I'm not ashamed of it. I just don't use it.
I was going to say it was Greenswag.
Don't try to spell it.
I think I can.
Yeah. Go for it. Well, and end on a spelling bee.
GREENZWEIG.
Holy shit.
Boo!
Ding, 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 ding.
Mic drop.
Ding.
Water drop.
He's going to bang the mic. All right. I hope everyone is still listening. For those of you that are, thank you.
Thank you.
You have empathy. You have sympathy. You have dignity. All the E's.
I appreciate those words.
All right. So much. I love you, man.
I love you, too.
All right.
Thank you.
Talk soon. Out of Patience with Matthew Zachary is an Off-Script Health production. The executive producers are Matthew Zachary and Andrew McDowell. It's mixed and edited by Kyle Moore. If you like the show, ratings and reviews are always welcome. Leave us a message anytime at 855-AUDIO-66. That's 855-AUDIO-66 to share your healthcare shitness with us, and we might just play them on the air on a future episode. For more information about this show and Off-Script Health, visit offscript.com. That's offscript, no T, .com.